Hello, this is Erin Pavlina at erinpavlina.com. Today's podcast comes from a question a reader asked on my Facebook wall. The question is death predestined? Before you were born, did you decide when and how you will die? For the most part, no, death is not predestined. Before you were born, you did not decide in advance the time and manner of your death. I'll explain how this works. As you've probably seen me mention many times on my blog, we have free will. We're born with free will. Once you get here, the quality and conditions of your life are largely determined by the choices you make or actions that befall you. Nothing is predestined. That means a decision you make today could cause you to die tomorrow or 50 years from now. Accidents happen. Someone could decide to drink, drive, and slam into you at 80 miles per hour. Your life could be cut short through no intention of your own. You could die before you've done everything you want to do. It happens. You could get a disease. You could die slowly or quickly. Your guides are not sitting up in the ether ready to snip your cord on a certain day and time. You're actually allowed to stay here as long or as short as you want. And the actions you take will largely determine the time and manner of your death. That being said, you can decide when you'd like to exit. You can make a decision on a soul level to attract a condition or situation that causes your demise. I see this actually with the elderly more than the young. They get to a point where they feel done, nothing more to live for, or perhaps their bodies are giving out and they're just really uncomfortable. On a soul level, you can choose to die and the universe will arrange it. I believe this is actually what happened with my paternal grandmother. She had outlived her husband and was living in a nursing home. She was very healthy and sharp-minded. One day, I had a dream that she came to me and said, "I'm ready to go. I'm done." Exactly 3 days later, she died in her sleep and the doctors could not find any apparent cause of death. She didn't have cancer. She didn't have any other kind of ailment. She just died. She was ready and she left. So what about people who incarnate with health conditions that are terminal? Didn't they know in advance that their bodies were going to give out in a short period of time? They may have known that they were incarnating into a body that couldn't support their life very long, but there still is no determination on the time and day that they will die. They could live a lot longer than doctors expect, or they might go faster. You just don't know. Basically, once we get here, the safety net is gone. You walk the tightrope of life trying to maintain your balance so you can get to the other side after a long, happy life. But really, anything can come along and trip you up, knock you off that rope, and down you go. So take good care of yourself and enjoy every moment of your life, because it's not fate that determines your death, but actions and whim. Until next time, make every second count.